And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Seychelles? Maybe. Squamish, for sure, with that big, beautiful mountain. And I'm not sure who else is listening. I hope you are, all over the country, all over the world. Because, as we all know, art saves lives. And we're all about art right here. Arts and Culture, got a full show. And I am delighted to let you know, this is Carol, by the way, and it is August 18th, and the number 18, as you all know, no doubt, stands for life, l'chaim, so I wish you all a good life. I've got some music here from Tom Grant. He's coming up in the second part of the program, but let's hear a little bit of music from him so you know to get ready. And the name of the song, quite appropriately, is Change. Right. Tom Grant, and you're going to be hearing more about him because he will be here in our area tomorrow at Jazz and Oysters. So do stay tuned for that. We may even hear another one of his tunes a little bit later. Right now, I am delighted to have a group of five, four of whom are thespians, as far as I know. All on stage? Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't check, so. And one is the director, and she's not that much bigger than the others, but she's a little bit older than they are. And that would be Catherine Lacaze.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm getting a lesson in pronouncing everyone's names. And Catherine has assembled, I believe you said, something like 24 kids.
Yep.
That's fantastic, from all over Clatsop County.
Yeah.
And this is the inauguration of the Clatsop Children's Theater Company, whose name may change, but I kind of like it that way. And they are presenting a full-length play, Alice in Wonderland and Back Again. And I'm not familiar. I know Alice in Wonderland. I don't know what the Back Again refers to, but you'll tell us in a minute. It is happening. It's opening tonight. And these guys don't even look nervous. I mean, good. They've got it. They've got it down. That's terrific. So I'm going to let Catherine give us an introduction, but I'm going to try to pronounce all the names first. So I have John, is it Donahue or Donahue?
Yes.
You, every one of you pronounces your name in an interesting way. Okay, Donahue, as if it's three different, okay. And then I have, I have Odessa Lynette.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And Alana Wisenhunt.
Yep.
Did I do that right? Okay. Whew. And Patrick Donahue.
Yep.
And do you pronounce your name the same way your brother does?
Yes.
Okay, good. That makes it easier. Catherine Lacaze, what is going on and how did this come about?
Well, what this is really just the development of a new children's theater company or group in Seaside. I just really wanted to offer more performing arts opportunities to kids in Seaside and the whole county and surrounding area.
What do you do in Seaside when you're not doing this? Are you a teacher?
I work at the Seaside Convention Center in administration, and I do some freelance writing, and then I do some acting myself.
Yes,
but,
yes. Yes. Catherine has been here in several other guises, but you wanted to pass that love of theater on to the kids.
Yes, I don't think I'm passionate about anything more than I am about theater and just Wonderful. The benefits that it has, and just in exposing us to new ideas and new insights and, yeah, allowing you to experience life in an entirely new and full way. So I wanted to give that to kids and offer them more opportunities. So I'm trying to get something going. This year we partnered with the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District to be under their umbrella, and we'll see how that goes going forward or what sort of this evolves into. But we're mm-hmm. hoping it's sustainable and going to be long-lasting.
How did you and where are the – let's ask you for first. Tell us where you're from, John.
My name is John, as you know already. I've basically moved around the country, but I'm originally from New York.
Oh, like me. And but where do you live now?
I live now in Seaside.
Okay. And Odessa?
Hi, I'm Odessa, and I'm originally from Hillsboro down by Portland, but now I live in Astoria, and yeah.
So you go to school in Astoria?
Yes, I do.
And you go to school in Seaside?
Actually, I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled, okay. And Alana, where are you?
I was originally from Klamath Falls, but now I live in the Colby Lake area, which is kind of Warrenton.
So which school do you go to Warrenton?
I go to Gerhart.
To Gerhart.
Gerhart, yeah.
Okay, nice. And Patrick?
I was originally from Connecticut, but now in Seaside.
Okay. I love this. Two brothers, and they're from two different towns. This is good. We're from all over the place. Alana, were you born in this area, though? Mm-hmm. You the only no. Where did you say you were from?
Klamath Falls.
Klamath Falls, sorry. So all four of you are from... That's okay. I kind of like that. All four of you are transplants, and you're not that old. What grades or grade equivalencies are you?
I don't know. I'm 13, so people tell me I would be going into 8th grade, apparently. So.
Okay.
I'm 10, and I'm going into 5th grade.
Okay.
I am also 10 and also 5th grade.
I'm 10 and
I guess, fifth. I don't know.
Right. The homeschoolers get to flex on that. So how did you, Catherine, reach out to the students from these three different schools? Remember, the mics are on, so anything you say is going out to the world, which is okay with me, but think about it. Yes.
Basically, I just advertised. I talked to some of the different administrators and asked them, you know, to let their kids know about the opportunity, and just social media. I did flyers and kind of just spread them across the coast and things like that. But yeah,
you got a good response.
Yeah, I'm really happy, and I really like the diversity and the absolutely. That there's kids from different areas and
right.
stuff. It's awesome
meeting each other for the first time mm-hmm. and working together. So. So why don't you folks, who are the actors in this, tell us, tell me, tell the audience, why you wanted to do this and how it's been for you?
Well, for me, I've been in one other play, and I basically really love acting. That's simple enough, I guess.
I could tell. So how did you read about it or hear about it, or did your folks, or how did you get involved?
I wanted to do acting for a while, but I had stage fright.
Oh.
I figured that it was going to be really, really scary. But one day my mom said, "Hey, do you like The Jungle Book?" And I said, "Yeah, I like The Jungle Book." "Why?" And she said, "Well, there's a play, The Jungle Book. Do you want to be in it?" And so I decided
I
love acting.
That's how you started.
Yes.
Okay, and now the stage fright is gone?
Yes, no more stage fright.
Wow, I have to say, even adults sometimes, right? We have stage fright sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still go through with it, but sometimes, even with radio programs, people go, "Okay, I'm on." Mm-hmm. But not today. How about you, Odessa?
This is my actual false play. I actually wanted to do this because it's close to singing/dancing, and I thought maybe musicals, stuff like that, would really boost my confidence in dancing. And
are you taking dance class or you just love to dance?
No, I just really like to dance, and I'm trying to look for a dance class, actually.
Okay, we'll talk. That's my love too, although theater is right in there. It's all part of the same. Alana?
This is my second play. I was a guard in Sleeping Beauty
at the Coaster.
I think it was Missoula.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how long ago was that? You're only 10.
Maybe last year, year before that,
okay.
I think.
Okay, recently. Good. Mm-hmm. So you're enjoying acting, too?
Yeah.
How about working with all these other kids that you didn't know before?
I knew some of them from school and stuff, and it's actually been really fun.
Good, good. Patrick?
I don't know. I guess I just went to see how it was. This is my first play, and I mean, it turned out to be really, really fun.
All right. So. All right. Beautiful. You all have such great attitudes. Now, tell us, either Catherine or one of you, tell us about Alice in Wonderland, parentheses, and Back Again, close parentheses. What does that even mean? Go ahead, Odessa.
I think Alice in Wonderland and Back Again is kind of an extent of the normal Alice in Wonderland, and it has a little bit of changes, but I also think the sets and stuff that actually goes on behind the stage is really good, and I feel like it's just extended.
Go ahead.
Also, I'm pretty sure the "and back again" part, in parentheses, refers to how she, in the end, ends up back home, and it was all just kind of a dream.
Ah. And who's playing Alice?
Me.
So, did you have to memorize a lot of lines?
Yes.
How was that?
It actually worked out for me, because I had done it so many times at rehearsal, I had pretty much all the lines memorized already, so.
Great. And tonight's your opening night.
Yep.
So what are you, the other three of you, playing, Patrick?
I'm playing a card and a kingsman.
Do you get to wear a costume?
Yeah. I'm the two of spades.
The two
as my card. So.
So what are you wearing to be the two of spades? What does it look like?
I don't know. I guess
maybe you shouldn't tell us. Is this a secret? Uh-oh, we want to surprise people, huh? Okay. Well, watch for Patrick. He's the Two of Spades. Look for him. And what else are you playing?
I'm also playing a Kingsman where we have a battle.
Okay. So. Okay. But nobody gets hurt, right?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
No.
Okay. How about you, Joan? What are you doing?
I am the Mad Hatter. I actually requested the Mad Hatter.
I can see it.
And I'm also the Red Knight.
Now, is the Red Knight the good guy or the bad guy?
There's a Red Knight and a White Knight, and we're not quite sure if the Red Knight's actually evil, but in most people's minds, he is evil.
Oh.
Because it's, yeah, so.
So you didn't request the evil guy, you requested the mad one.
Yes, I requested the mad one, okay. And I got the mad one and the evil one.
And evil, so. It's a package deal.
It just worked out.
Do you get to wear a big hat?
I do. Oh, it's not quite so tall as in the movie, but...
Oh, man.
I
know,
right?
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the new one, but I saw the old cartoon.
Okay, because the Tom Burton, Burton is a little heavy there.
Yeah.
So, Odessa, what are you doing?
I play a pigeon, a mother pigeon, and I'm also a Kingsman.
A mother pigeon.
So the play, what I really liked about this version is it really takes both of Lewis Carroll's books. So it's more based on the literary version or what people have seen through The Looking Glass and Alice's
right.
Adventures in Wonderland.
Okay.
So you get to see a lot of characters that maybe aren't as incorporated into retellings of it, like the Red Knight and White Knight and the Red Queen and White Queen, where it's the chess game.
Yeah, I knew the queens, but I didn't know about the knights. So
yeah,
good.
So that's
okay.
Really fun, is getting to see like
and
the pigeon. And yeah.
I had no idea. Oh, my goodness. What a good time to play a bird. I love that. That's yeah, wonderful. And for those of you for whom it's the first time, Patrick, your first play, you think you're going to do more of this?
I don't know. I guess I kind of want to.
Good.
So.
Okay. The world knows now, so we'll be looking for you. How about you, Alana?
Yes, I definitely want to keep going.
I would think after learning all those lines, you probably want to keep that skill that you've developed. You've all developed those skills. So what do you like about theater? Odessa, you did a good job on talking about it in terms of the music and dance.
Yeah.
What's special about theater for you? How does it feel when you're up there? And there's people in the audience. I mean, your families will be there, maybe your friends and stuff, but there'll be a lot of people who don't even know who you are. This is the first time they're seeing you as a pigeon or as a Two of Spades or a Mad Hatter or Alice. How does that feel? Think of that.
With me, it's mostly the thrill of going out on stage for the first time in that play. And when you're in a play, it entirely depends on what you do, how you act, how you play your part.
In the mic.
How you play your part. It can make people in the audience feel sad, happy. You can make them laugh. It just depends on how you play your part. You could play a sad Mad Hatter. You could play a happy Mad Hatter, a funny Mad Hatter. You could play anything you want. And that's my favorite thing.
Wow.
I love how when you get up there, you have some attention. And I just like how eyes can find their way over to me and have their have my name known to them now.
Nice.
And I just love the thrill of how I can change people's emotions just by the way I act.
Wow. This is wonderful. Any extras on that?
Me, I really like to go out on stage because, I don't know, I just really like acting. It's really fun.
So do you feel like a different being when you're acting up there? You're no longer Patrick Donohue?
Yeah. You're like, to me it feels like I'm like inside the movie. Like, I'm actually a true part of the movie.
It's really cool. In this case. Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Catherine, did you have auditions?
Yes, I did have auditions. Yeah. And that will probably, I like to keep that as part of the process going forward, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's good. A good experience.
Right. And who's doing your tech?
Well, we're doing it at the convention center, so luckily they have some tech help there, and I'm running also some of our sound cues and everything.
Woo! So, yes. Tonight is the night. This is very exciting.
Yep.
And we should, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. You can't not find it. It's the biggest building in Seaside. And it starts at 7 p.m. all three nights?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that is tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. And it's nice and local. You don't have to drive to Central Oregon to see Alice in Wonderland and back again. And these kids are going to eclipse the entire area with their fabulous performance. So I'm going to wish you all that you break a leg. You know what that means. Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to scare anybody. You all know that that's good. Okay. And Catherine, I want to thank you for taking this on. It's fantastic because I am a true believer. And I think theater is one of the best things we can do. Now, this is, I understand, a free performance, but donations are accepted. And what's going to happen with the donations?
With the donations is what we'd like to do is give them to the school districts to help support their arts, because we all know that funding for arts in schools is sadly going away, and I don't like to see that happen. So, and I think this is a perfect way to raise money to help support the whatever endeavors they would like to pursue.
If someone wants to know more about this, can they find it anywhere online? Or
I mean, they can find, we have like a Facebook page, and they can also call me.
And your number?
503-741-5668.
Okay. 741-5668.
Yep, that's right.
Catherine Lacaze, who has taken on this incredible responsibility and joy of inspiring 24 Clatsop County kids to produce Alice in Wonderland and Back Again tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. Thank you all for being here, my guests. Again, John and Odessa and Alana and Patrick. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And I'm going to give you a little more of that Tom Grant music for my next guest coming up. But, oh, let's see. The piece that I wanted to play, that I'm going to play, is called In My Wildest Dreams. And I think that fits well with this play that's going on right now. You're listening to Coast Community Radio, Arts Live and Local with Carol. Everything that
just a mystery, just a mystery to unfold. When I think about your magic charms, never thought that I'd be in your arms, in your arms, in your arms, truth be told. Lights of fancy, never even in the nights when I can't sleep, never in my wildest dreams.
Some more Tom Grant, one of our Portland jazz heroes. We have amazing artists, musicians right here in Clatsop County as well as in this entire area. And once you get good people here, more good people come, which keeps happening, and it's beautiful, beautiful. And right now I have a special person, Rosemary Andrews, is here from the Jazz and Oysters Festival. She is the publicity person for the Water Music Society, as opposed to the Water Music Festival. Is that right? Okay, now one thing about radio, you can't shake your head, you have to speak. Okay. We were talking about the advantages of radio. The Jazz and Oyster Festival is happening tomorrow from 2 o'clock till 8:30, and it is at Veterans Field in Long Beach. I'll let Rosemary tell you where that is. And also, there are two completely different acts, although music, good music is good music. So from 2 to 5, Tom Grant, and then a group called Easy Rider Brotherhood. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I am not familiar with them, and I was trying to get some music, but I failed, so you're going to have to go over there and hear them yourselves. And welcome, Rosemary.
So thank you.
You do publicity for Water Music Society, but you're also on the Jazz and Oyster Committee.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. That's right.
So the water music, it used to be called festival, but now because you have so many parts, is that it?
Well, you probably know, but Jazz and Oysters is under the auspice of Water Music Society, and we host four events during the year. Okay. We just had Music in the Gardens, which is chaired by Nancy Allen,
right.
And now, of course, Jazz and Oysters, which is chaired by Susie Ackerman,
mm-hmm.
And then the Water Music Festival is held at Ledbetter Farms, and mm-hmm. that's chaired by Diane Marshall. You'll probably be interviewing her very soon.
Yeah,
again, too.
And Nancy was on for the gardens, too. I was hoping to get there. But
and then our fourth one is our Christmas concert, but I'm the publicity chair for all four events.
Good for you. Now, how long have you been working with
this? This is just the end of my third year.
Okay. So when you started, wasn't it called Water Music Festival? Or was
it
already?
It was, yeah. And we decided to simplify it because, you know, it's a nonprofit organization, and so the state shows us as Water Music Society, and
okay.
It just simplified and kept separate Water Music Festival
right.
from society.
Because that's one part of
right.
the whole thing, which is very exciting, actually, to have seen this whole thing grow.
It is.
Now, you and I have a difference of opinion on when Jazz and Oysters started. So,
oh, we do?
Yes, I think so. Unless I misread, you said how long has it been going?
Well, the actual society began in 1985, and Jazz and Oysters was added on the next year.
Okay.
So 1986.
Okay, then we're in
harmony.
Sync?
Okay.
We're in sync,
good.
Yes, because good. As my listeners know, I always like to mention that Jazz and Oysters was actually started by two KMUN programmers. Carlos and Sharon Montoya Welsh. Mm-hmm. Carlos was one of our jazz people, and he was also involved in events. And Sharon was our cooking person, and she was the oyster woman. She had written an oyster cookbook and everything.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that was very close to the time we went on the air, which was 83. So we're kind of all in this together. And Jazz and Oysters has changed over time. And this year you're adding this Easy Rider Brotherhood. So tell us a little bit about that and what made you decide to.
Well, there are a lot of people who are jazz purists, and we're not trying to upset them. But we also want to be able to offer music to other people, you know, in the North Coast Peninsula, who don't happen to like jazz specifically, but they are into classical rock. And so we just decided to jump out there and add it this year. Hopefully it will go over well. And this is a pretty good band.
Where are they from?
They're from the Portland area.
Okay.
And I talked to Rick Jones, who's the leader, earlier mm-hmm. today, and he said that all of the band members have been involved with musical bands, but they just started working together as Easy Rider Brotherhood
okay.
about 2 years ago.
Maybe that's why I hadn't heard
yeah,
that
could be.
Name. But
and basically what they do is they sing the songs like from the 60s, 70s, the Eagles. They're going to be doing songs from Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, you know, that kind, Allman Brothers. So we chose them, Carol. We were sitting around as a committee. There's four of us this year on the Jazz and Oyster Committee. Susie Ackerman, mm-hmm. who is also the president of Water Music Society, mm-hmm. and her husband Tom, and their daughter Jenny Higgins, and me.
Okay.
And Jenny actually found about five different choices for classical rock. So we were sitting just around listening to all five, and we kept coming back to Easy Rider Brotherhood. They just seemed to have the beat, they had mm-hmm. the repertoire, and they had the passion.
Great.
So we finally took a quick vote, and
that was it.
They won, yeah.
And do you know how many people are in the band?
You know, I don't know that.
Okay.
I think there's four, but don't quote me.
So too late now, you're on the air. So they will be playing from 5:30 to 8:30.
Correct.
Tom is 2 to 5. Now, we don't give prices, but I will tell you that it's well worth going for the whole day, whether you are a jazz purist or a classic rock purist. This is a great time to learn about other music in a wonderful setting. Where is Veterans Field?
It's right in downtown proper Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Behind the police station, which may or may not be convenient to us. We just don't know. It's on, actually, Oregon Street is the side street to the south, and then it's between 2nd and 3rd.
Okay, well, that makes it a little easier to know that it's in town, and probably, hopefully, there'll be a sign somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Go
yeah.
here.
All
and
over.
We'll hear the music, too, if you get there a little bit late. So it's called Jazz and Oysters. We got the jazz part with the wonderful Tom Grant. And tell us about the oysters. Where did they come from? And
those are donated by Taylor Shellfish every year, and they're just a great sponsor. So we're hoping that we will have enough because, as you know, the next day is Kite Festival.
I know.
Plus people are inundating the beach area for the eclipse. So I hope we have enough for everybody. It's our intent to have everybody go away satisfied.
Is Veterans Field a large open area?
It is, with a stage.
And is it still no animals?
Just service dogs.
Service dogs.
Right.
Okay.
And then, of course, I think it goes without saying, no food or beverage of your own.
Right.
We'll provide all that for you.
Right. And this is a benefit for Water Music Society, not to mention the community.
Yes, it's a wonderful event. It's really thrilling, actually, to be involved with the society who brings quality and affordable music to the beach. I mean, when you think of festivals and concerts, you're thinking Seattle or Portland, and you don't have to go there.
Yeah.
There's just been amazing artists, as you alluded to earlier, mm-hmm. that have come to the beach.
Yeah,
and Tom Grant was a no-brainer.
I know.
I mean, I think he started his band in 1979, and he's been going strong ever since, as you know.
Yeah.
In fact, when I'm out and about in public doing mm-hmm. all things jazz and oysters, I will mention his name, and people go, oh my gosh, are you kidding? Tom Grant? So they
knows.
Still love him and appreciate his music.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was quite surprised. I was given a phone number to check with him to see if he happened to be in Astoria by now and could come on the show. So I called the number and, hello? And it was Tom. And I was like, oh, hi, Tom. I didn't realize I was calling you at home. Well, and he was just delightful and just so real. And in addition to being a fabulous musician. So it's going to be a very exciting event. Do people just go, or do they get their tickets online, or what do people need to do?
They have a choice. We will, of course, sell tickets at the gate, and the gate opens at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tom will start performing at 2,
mm-hmm.
or they can go to watermusicfestival.com and order the ticket online.
And that's a .com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that needs eventually that'll all be changed around too.
That probably
is. To match the .org kind of thing. But right now it's watermusicfestival.com. Influx, well, as groups grow, and this certainly has grown, that's what happens. Changes are made, and the community is, I think we are the lucky ones that you are willing to take on this work. What is there any other, is that the website for everything at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So watermusicfestival.com, and you can read more about this and about the guests. And my guest, Rosemary Andrews, does the publicity. So if there is a problem, you can talk to her. Is that
absolutely.
Right? There we go. Okay. Oysters, food, beer, and who knows what. And best of all, good music, good company, and a very happy community event. So
I believe it will be. Everyone seems very excited. We're going to have a raffle. I think there's 12 items that local artists have donated. So that will be fun.
Great.
And there were 40 local businesses who chose to advertise in the brochure that everyone will get when they walk in the door.
Community support right
there. Oh, everyone's pretty excited.
Yeah.
And if I may, I said before that Water Music Society is a nonprofit, and we support the music program at Elwaco High School. And so the last 2 years, we were able to give over $5,000.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And that's because of the support of the community.
Right.
So we do pay forward all our successes.
And the people like Rosemary who are involved are all passionate about this, as you can tell, or they wouldn't do it because it's a lot of work. We know.
I am nodding my head
so that
the world can't hear that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is tomorrow, folks, Saturday, the Jazz and Oyster Festival at Veterans Field in Long Beach. Gates open at 1 p.m. Music starts 2 to 5 with Tom Grant, jazz, and 5:30 to 8:30 with Easy Rider Brotherhood Rock, and lots of goodies and good company and community. Terrific. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Okay. And there's just so much going on here all the time. But right now I'm going to play you a tune. Let me just jump in. Well, And remind you that the Astor Street Opry Company is on tonight, tomorrow night, and then Thursday. And the Coaster Theater has Clue tonight, Steel Magnolias, Clue the Musical. Tomorrow night is Steel Magnolias. Sunday is Clue. Wednesday is Steel. Thursday is Clue. And also Thursday in the afternoon, there's an author coming, J.A. Jantz, at 2 p.m. 24-hour Interfaith Chant for Peace is happening now as I speak. It started at noon today. It goes till noon tomorrow at the Great Vows Inn Monastery in Klatskanai. And Clatsop Children's Theater, you heard from. The Hoffman is all over the place with stuff happening 3 to 5 today and tomorrow and also on August 27th. North Coast Potters, Shane Shogren, Stephen Gibson, and Barry Calvarez. Saturday, they have at 7 o'clock, the Bar K Buckaroos and Western Swing. And Sunday, 1 o'clock, is Garden Music with David Wigan. Sandune, Erotic City, which is a Prince tribute band. The Adrift has the Sun Monks at 9 tonight. And that's in Long Beach. And that's Friday and Saturday. Lindsay Feathers is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday is Pretty Gritty. So, and maybe you'll hear Lindsay tomorrow on Crossroads. Also, Hi-Hi, our fabulous handmade paper and light people, are having their summer bazaar with many guest artists tomorrow, 10 to 6. And the Nestucca Valley Artisans Festival, Saturday and Sunday. Tolovana Arts Colony, Grupo Condor, at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Sweet Basil's 10th year anniversary tomorrow night is Julia Michi, 6:30 to 9:30. And their album is brand new out, and you will be hearing it, Yellow Roses. It's terrific. And Sunday, they have Brad Griswold and Friends. Garlic Festival in Klatskanai tomorrow. R.J. Marks Quartet, Rockaway Beach Library, Lower Nehalem Watershed Council. Folks, is there not enough going on for you? Just listen in and check it out. Be sure to support your local arts scene. And right now, I've got one of our very local, Camilla Swordluff grew up here. I'm going to play one of her tunes from her brand new album, and she's going to come in and tell us a little bit about what she's been doing. Thanks for being here, folks. On Arts Live and Local, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook.
Just for you, I'm certain that you'd shatter if you knew. You thought you found someone just like you. Well, didn't that work out just how you wanted it to?
This is Camilla Swordluff, you're hearing. This is just gorgeous. And so is she, and she happens to be sitting here. Well, she doesn't happen to be sitting here. We set this up because I wanted her to come in. Hey, Camilla, welcome home for
hey,
a little
Carol,
bit.
Hey, Carol. Thanks for having me.
I don't know how long you're going to be here for, how much longer, but...
Another week or so.
Okay. Yeah. So you are now living in Austin, Texas.
Yes, I am.
That's pretty exciting. Tell us what you're doing. Camilla grew up here. She is
local.
She's local as they come, right? She is the daughter of our good friends, Uta and Lucian Swerdlov. You hear Uta with her motion is lotion a couple of times a week. And Lucian is up at the college and with the preservation program and digital artist. And are either of them into, I mean, I don't think, I know your father doesn't sing. That was perfect.
I try to get him to, you know. It's never too late to start singing.
Could you please do
work. I'm working on it.
This is a good thing because he was absolutely adamant. He moved his lips once on the river trip. So Nancy
would, that's a big step.
That was a step.
Yeah.
How about your mom? Does she do any music?
Not that I know of.
So how did
she ohms.
Where did she ohms. Where did you come from? How did this
happen? I have no idea. It just happened.
When did you start playing?
I picked up the violin when I was 6, I think, and then the piano when I was 7.
So whose idea was that?
Well, I think I heard somebody play violin and then...
You asked for it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I had the most, you know, supportive parents in the world and they kind of...
They probably looked at you like, where did you come from? Except you look so much like, so clear. That's fantastic. Now, your brother doesn't play either.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. Oh. Although sometimes I get him to sing with me, you know, when we're taking little hikes in the woods.
So when you, it's good when nobody can hear.
Yeah, when nobody can hear.
So when you were playing violin, I suspect you weren't singing.
You know, I actually didn't. I mean, I did choir growing up, but I never really sang very much until really like a few years ago. I didn't think I could sing. No, not even here. I mean, after college. And actually, like once I moved to Austin, I finally decided it was time, to stop being afraid of singing.
Wow, that is amazing because you sound wonderful. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the name of the album, it's
Adelin.
Adelin.
Yes.
What is that?
Adelin is, it's kind of a, just a made up name. It's inspired by a friendship that I had. And that's also what the song Adelin is about. But I didn't want to name it, you know, the actual name of the person. So
we understand. That was very wise of you.
Yes. I thought that was probably a good idea. Yeah. And I just love the name Adelin, and it rolls off the tongue. It's fun to sing, and I don't know. I think I had a piano student named Adelin, and
you do have. Number 4 is called Adelin.
Yes.
So these songs, there are 6 songs,
there's
an
6.
EP, and all songs written by Camilla Swerdlov. ASCAP, good.
Yes.
When were you writing these songs? Because this is a brand new 2017.
Brand new, yes. Yeah. It came out, I think, what day is it? It's August. It came out about 2 weeks ago, I think.
There you go.
Yeah. So I wrote these probably starting in September, October. And then I got a band together in January. I wanted to do the Tiny Desk, the NPR Tiny Desk contest, so which we did. And so I got a few people together. And
how did that go?
It went well. I mean, I got a band out of it, you know.
Good.
So,
And that's the band that's on this.
That's the band that's on the EP. Yeah.
So did you know all of these people? You invited them specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I knew them. I definitely know them better now.
Are they in Austin?
They are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's easy to be able to play together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play live in Austin?
We do. Yeah. We just started playing shows about. A month and a half, 2 months ago.
Did you imagine that you were going to be doing this when you were a kid? Was this like, I'm going to be a rock star, but it's not going to be rock?
Like a singer-songwriter folk rock star?
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. I think so. I think I always wanted that in the back of my mind, but I never actually went out and did it. because I didn't think I could sing. And then I got over that. So here we are.
So did you start, were you writing songs before you were actually confident about singing?
Oh, them? I've been writing songs since I was 10. Mm-hmm. But I just never played them for anybody. Mm-hmm. 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 And yeah, now it's been so fun just getting to
this
play.
Is
yeah.
Absolutely. So much more exciting. You actually get to see the song grow and mm-hmm. bloom into a
yeah.
performance and a record that we can play on the radio, which we
right.
will. And we were just hearing. But here's a real treat, and the record we can play all through the year. But tomorrow night, you can come over to Gala in Astoria. That's 1017 Marine Drive on the south side, not the riverside. And that's between 10th and 11th. And Camilla will be playing at 8 o'clock. Doors usually open 7:30 or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what are you going to be playing? Are you going to be playing this?
I am going to be playing songs off of the EP. And I'm going to be playing a lot of other songs. My songwriting has kind of evolved a little bit since the EP songs were written. I've just been listening to a lot of different music, and you know, different things have happened in my life, and so
is that what you find is a lot of real time experiences inspire your writing?
Yes, like dramatized a little bit, you know.
Right.
if it's not exciting enough, then I make something up.
This is art, you know. That's what art's about.
Yes, we can take liberties.
we do have another singer-songwriter in the room here. This is my long-lost cousin, Samuel is here from San Francisco. And Samuel Rowland, and we haven't seen each other in 45 years. And hi, Samuel.
Hi, Carol.
And he doesn't play the piano, he plays the guitar, so he can actually play something, whereas Camilla tried to bring in the keyboard, but it was too crazy. So you're going to have to get to see her tomorrow evening at Gala. It's going to be a terrific concert. I will definitely be there. Well, definitely, you know, things happen, but I expect to be there. And Samuel's shaking his head yes, even though it's radio, so he expects to be there too. So what do you think? Because you're a little bit older than Camilla. A lot older. Okay, let's be real. And was your experience similar to hers at all? Or you grew up in a family of music?
Well, I grew up in a family that listened to a lot of music. I'm told that at 3 years old, just because of the complicated lyrics, my favorite song was the Hallelujah Chorus of Handel's Messiah.
No, I see.
Standing on the table, dancing and singing.
I see.
Yeah, we played a lot of folk, and then I started listening to folk rock and rock. And those are the things that I think have influenced my own style.
Right. And for you, did you ever, what was the music you said that inspired you? I mean, I don't expect you to remember the exact piece, but what kind of music inspired you to want to play violin and then piano? Because a lot of kids have to be forced
right.
to do it.
I can't remember
then they
the,
love it,
the
but,
piece. Yeah. Exactly. I just think I liked how it sounded.
Mm-hmm. But the scene, was it... classical music, folk music?
Yeah, or? Yeah. I grew up playing classical music. And then that has kind of changed a little bit in recent years. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you had the classical training. Has that helped you?
Oh, yeah. It's been, I mean, that was a very good thing.
So that's a good base
yes.
for playing. Yeah. I'm thinking for the parents listening out there, there is hope that your child will actually get excited about making music, whether she or he does it on their own or without. Well, Samuel, why don't you play something for us while you're here? And then we're going to keep Camilla here.
Delightful. This is a song that I wrote about a high school friend of mine and his experience with his first job out of college. It's called the ITT Blues. Oh, Well, I'm a graduate from college, looking for a job. Insecure and anxious, just one of the mob. Imagine my surprise when ITT says, hey, open up your arms. Start with us today, I got those ITT blues. That's what I say. Ain't gonna work on your bombers today. They tell me I'll be working on military things. Come on, boy, be a man, earn your wings. So I says, okay, that's until I find nuclear weapons. Ah, oh, what's on my mind? I got those ITT blues. That's what I say. Ain't gonna work on your bombers today. Told you when you hired me, no nuclear stuff. Pay me $1 million, it won't be enough. Something in my mind is telling me it's no joke. I won't help the world to go up in smoke. I got those ITT blues. That's what I say. Ain't gonna work on your bombers today. The boss's face gets red. He says, you're gone for sure. I'll make sure you don't work here no more. When you threaten me, I say you're really being kind. Leaving this place is just a load off my mind. I got those ITT blues. ITT blues. ITT blues. That's what I say. I ain't gonna work on your bombers today. I got those ITT blues. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. And no, I ain't gonna work on your bombers. Hell no way.
All right. So when did you write this?
1981.
Isn't that amazing that here we are, 2017, and we're back in the same zone? What's ITT?
International Telegraph and Telephone. There was a company called ITT.
Oh, like AT&T,
way back
in ITT.
The day.
Okay.
And that's an absolute true story. When I heard it, I just...
Good.
That stuff just poured out of me in 15 minutes.
Good, good. Well, we're expecting to hear more political stuff coming up soon because there's certainly plenty of stuff to write about.
Oh, yes.
And so let's go back to now. You are not performing here in Astoria. Do you perform? You're from San Francisco.
I've played a number of coffee houses and so on and so forth. And I put out a couple of CDs. In fact, the ITT Blues is on one of the CDs. And I also have just coming out with a new EP. I'm very excited about that. So that'll be the first time that I've recorded in about 17 years.
Okay, it's like a whole new experience.
It's a whole new experience. It is.
Camila, this is your first recording, is that right? So how does that feel?
It feels... I think maybe it still hasn't set in because...
That it's real.
Yeah.
It's very real. And who did the artwork?
My grandfather did the artwork. It's a lithograph of his.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Your father's father. Of course. That makes sense. Wow. So this, even though there wasn't so much music, there's plenty of art in your family.
Lots of art, yes.
That's for sure. Yeah. And in terms of topics... You said it's mostly personal.
It is, yeah. Mostly based on personal experiences and things I was kind of feeling.
I see one of them is called Cotton Sheets. I can't wait to hear.
You'll have to come to the show.
I told you I'll be there. I want to hear the story on that one. So, again, folks, this is happening. Camila Swerdloff, our very own Astoria born. Were you born ready? No.
No, but we'll pretend I was.
Okay, but you were so tiny when you came.
So tiny, yes.
Bread, how about she grew up here in Astoria now, living and playing music in Austin, Texas. She will be at Kala, 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. concert, and be there. And come a little early so you can get your seat. Thank you so much. And I won't say break a leg to you. That's only for the theater people. And Samuel, thank you for your song. And thanks for coming to visit. This is great having a reestablishing. And we might even have another cousin from our very same family tree showing up at some point. We're not quite sure where he is right now. Michael, if you're listening, we love you anyway. So good luck to everybody. Be careful with your eyeballs and enjoy life.